Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. We have another amazing lineup of speakers, including football legend Perry Tuttle from the national champion Clemson Tigers, Stu Epperson, founder of Truth Radio, a champion for truth, pastors Chris Reed and Rick Joyner, champions for Jesus, Sean and Krista Smith, champions for the family, radio show host Robbie Dillmore, and last but not least, comedian Lee McBride. I want to challenge every man to attend and every dad and granddad out there to bring your son or grandson of any age. We're going to do something special just for you. It is Father's Day weekend. So get registered today. You don't want to miss a Champion Summit. Why? Because it's time to man up.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com for more information or to sign up today.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. So I'm excited today, actually, to have back with me Sean Porter and Bobby Rogers. Welcome back to Q&A with Koloff.
Good to be back.
Well,
thanks for having us.
Good to have you guys back, and hopefully others have gone and listened to the prior shows, both the Man Up Show. I've had you on the Man Up Show a couple of times, and of course had you on the Q&A before, but it's great to have you guys back. And there's something I want to, before we get into your questions, something I want to talk about that I'm excited about that I think the listeners will be excited to hear about. And that is this, a trip to the Holy Land, the opportunity for to bring your, I like to say this, would bring your Bible. Yes, it's the living word, but to really bring your Bible to life. You guys just not long ago got back from a trip. Bobby, I'll just start with you, got a trip to the Holy Land.
Yeah, we just got back a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Back in at the beginning of the year, and what a great trip it was. I mean, one of the most memorable trips, one of the most moving trips that I believe we've been on. That was my 20th trip to the Holy Land.
20 times to the Holy Land.
Yeah. 20th teaching trip.
Okay, 20th teaching trip to the Holy Land. Right. And yet this one you're saying was even more impactful than the 19 that preceded it.
That's right.
Can you give us an example of what maybe something happened that made it so impacting?
Well, I believe it was, you know, part of it was a lot of the folks that were on the trip were from our church. We had a lot of younger people on this trip, but probably the most impactful part was just the worship. We stepped away from all of the tradition and stepped away from all of the ritual and just experienced God as we worshiped together. And as we done that, the Bible says that he'll inhabit the praises of his people. Mm. As we began to praise him, God began to fall, and God just moved on the trip. It was very, very impactful.
Okay, I'm going to pause right there for a second and say he inhabits the praises of his people. And I certainly have experienced that for myself in worship services and, you know, in different settings, whether it's been at a crusade or a revival or a Sunday service.
Right.
And I just got this picture, Bobby, as you were saying that, what a better place to experience and encounter the presence of God than in the Holy Land praising him. And so I can only imagine, even as you're describing that, what that group got to experience standing in the Holy Land, praising the name of Yahweh,
yeah,
the God of the universe, and his presence coming down, yeah, right there in the Holy Land.
So amazing. One of the things, Nikita, that was that I'll never forget that occurred on this trip is Sean, and he won't say a whole lot about himself, but I don't mind. is a phenomenal singer, probably one of the best male voices in Southern gospel music. But he sings a song that's been out on radio for some time now, God Send Me a Mountain. And that's about Caleb going back to Joshua and saying to Joshua, listen, you were there the day Moses promised me this mountain. Well, he was talking about Hebron. So we stood in Hebron. Hebron's the background, the caves of the patriarchs where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their wives are buried. All that's in the background. And Sean sings that song, God Send Me a Mountain. And you know, just feeling the presence and the challenge of, I'm ready to climb. God, I'm ready to climb the next mountaintop. I want to make it to the mountaintop that you lay before me. God, just send the mountaintop.
Wow. Well, let me, on that note, pull Sean into the conversation. So, Sean, I know, and by the way, both of you guys are, you know, on Pastor Delwood Baptist Church up in the mountains of North Carolina, up in Waynesville, in North Carolina, Delwood Baptist Church, and you're on staff there. You also lead worship there. And so the two of you, for lack of better terms, tag team on these Holy Land tours, trips, taking people into that experience. And so what's it like for you to do what he just described and lead others into the presence of God through your gifts of song?
I've told people that after singing a song over there, I can never sing that song the same way again once I come home. After going to those sites, and for instance, we go to Ein Harod, and we learn about Gideon gathering his army for battle, his 300 faithful men. I can never read that story, hear that story ever again without going to that place, because we're there in the actual place where that happened. So it changes you. This last trip was my 10th trip, and I was excited over this trip as I was the first time, maybe more so, because I know now what to expect, and I get excited. Every time I go, I learn. And I would say if I go 100 times, if the Lord allows me, I'll probably learn more and more each time I go. I've never gone a time that I haven't learned something new or something different. And it's just, it's changed my ministry. It's changed the way I sing. It changed the way I teach, I preach. It just absolutely has transformed. We got some folks that, like I said, we just come back on the 7th of January. We got folks still today that can't talk about that trip without just absolutely being overcome with emotion.
Yeah, getting teared up or just overwhelmed with emotion. And so, wow. Well, I got a big announcement. I have a big announcement for you. Ready? Get out your pen and paper. I've got a big announcement, and that is this. That I get the privilege, as you're just hearing these two men describe this trip to the Holy Land, not only provide you an opportunity to experience what they're describing, but I am partnering with these two men and with their ministry and the Russian Nightmare, Zhetoita. Does that bring back memories, guys?
Yes.
I partnered with these guys, and this fall, or really later this year, December 27th, what a Christmas present to your loved one or to someone, and going to make this trip with them, partner with them, and help host this experience. And so I'm excited about that, guys.
We're very excited as well. What a great Christmas trip for a whole family. You know, that's one of the reasons we do that time of year, is so that, you know, some mom and dad aren't trying to figure out what to do with the kids. Just bring the kids along and experience the Bible together.
So people of all ages, Sean, can come and experience this.
Most definitely.
And have in the past.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. So people of all ages, and you know, I thought about this too, right? So we're going to be there over New Year's.
Right.
Okay, so from December 27th to January 5th.
That's right.
We're going to be there over New Year's. And I've spent the last, I don't know, I think 15, 16, 17 years, usually at conferences and worshiping, Sean, worshiping in the New Year. At a conference, like literally at midnight, the clock's ticking down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and the praise team is up on the platform. And I've been with as many as 20, 25,000 on a New Year's Eve, bringing in the new year. So this is going to be a brand new experience for me. Like, and if for you listening out there, if you would want to bring in the new year, what a better way to bring in the new year than to be standing in the Holy Land, right? Right, John?
Actually, right on the Sea of Galilee to bring in the new year.
Oh, come on. Yeah, see, I didn't even know that. So right on the Sea of Galilee to bring in the new year in the Holy Land. Wow. Well, if you want to get more information or want to register and get signed up, it's just a $500 deposit. It's all that's required, right?
Right.
And you can do that today. You can go on to one of two websites, Koloff.net. Go on Koloff.net or NikitaKoloff.com and just click the link, look for the banner and the link to the Holy Land Tour. And join the Russian Nightmare, Bobby Rogers, Sean Porter, for what I'm calling the trip of a lifetime. Would that be a fair? Would that be fair
to
say?
That's a very fair statement.
Any last thought, Pastor Bobby, as to why they might want to consider joining us in December?
Well, not only will it change your life, it'll change your ministry. Like Sean said earlier, it changes the way I preach, it changes the way I study. It created in me a hunger and thirst to dig into the Bible, to understand more and more and more so that I can grow in the Lord. It'll change your family. Okay. So come be a part.
Come be a part of it. Sean, last word. I know there's a lot of course, a lot of tours to the Holy Land. Last word on you know, outside of the fact that, you know, they get to travel with the Russian Nightmare, you know, and
well,
Sean
you just
and Bobby.
Took my thunder. That's what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
How many
go
can
ahead.
Say they spent 10 days in the Holy Land when Nikita Koloff joined this trip?
Yeah.
And you don't even have to be a wrestling fan to be able to come.
That's
just,
right.
Just, you know, so, well, good. Well, I'm excited. Koloff.net, NikitaKoloff.com. Go get more information. Go register. Go get signed up. Pay that $500 deposit and join me and a host of others as we venture off into the Holy Land. You will come back different. You'll come back changed. So, well, let's transition just real quick. Give each of you the opportunity. If this is Q&A with Koloff. So, you know, Sean, I'll start with you this time. And you know, what might be something that a question, it could be wrestling related, it could be Holy Land related, it could, whatever, life related. Come on.
Okay, we've been spiritual enough. I'm going to ask you one.
That's
now
fine.
Listen, in fairness.
Yes.
Your character was not created to like, so you was not my favorite wrestler. Just
I take that as a compliment, though.
I love Come you on. With everything in me, but you were not my favorite
you
wrestler.
You left to hate me.
Yeah,
back
right.
Then. Yes. No, that's fair
But
enough.
The American Dream was.
Yeah.
So
that's right, baby. Yeah.
That's right. That's Tell right. me all I need if to know will. About the American Dream.
If you will. Yeah. No, hey, I get all kinds of wrestling questions. And no, that's a great one. And obviously, growing up, you grew up in West Virginia near the Huntington, West Virginia area. So that was what I would call a mecca for wrestling.
Yes.
I mean, between Huntington, Charleston, West Virginia, Beckley, Wheeling, West Virginia.
My grandmother would throw things at the television, just so you know. That's
me.
How serious
at
she
me.
Was.
I hear a lot of grandma and grandpa stories, and don't interfere with their. In fact, I've heard this one. I'm getting off subject here. I'll get back there in a moment. But it was like my grandma or my grandpa loved two things. They love church and they love wrestling. Wrestling. They love you wrestlers. And, don't get in front of the TV set and don't even attempt to tell them it wasn't real.
Oh, yeah,
right. Yeah, I mean, hence her throwing things at the TV.
Exactly.
Right? And so, yeah, Dusty Rhodes, the Tower of Power, too sweet to be Tower. If you does that bring back memories,
yes.
Sean?
Oh yeah, he was
yeah,
the man.
We the superpowers, baby. Yeah, we're gonna team up. Nikita and I gonna team up, baby. Yeah, and form this tag team, if you will.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And what a great experience for me. You know, when I first met Dusty, you know, I didn't grow up being a wrestling fan. I didn't, you know, I was aware of it, but I didn't grow up with, like, you know, like some of my peers are like, I want to do that one day. I want to play pro football one day, right? But a door of opportunity opened up, and I walked through that door, and the rest, as they say, is history. But the first time I met Dusty, I mean, like, for real, I was like, Dusty, I'm sorry, Dusty who? You know, kind of thing, right? And I don't know how much he appreciated that at the time, but I was just being honest, right? Like, hey, I don't know who you are, right? Wahoo McDaniel, right? The legendary, you know, chief Wahoo. And anyway, and so our relationship first began as opponents, which we did. He came up with the idea, you know, Dusty wasn't necessary. You know, I'm 285, 8% body fat with a 34-inch waist. Dusty was slightly,
that wasn't Dusty.
he was slightly heavier than 285, shall I say? Can I say that diplomatically correct? You know, at that point in his life, you know, wasn't necessarily flexing his muscles per se. And he wanted to do an arm wrestling competition on television. I'm like, yeah, he came in as what's called the booker. So he makes all the decisions. Well, who wouldn't want to become friends with the booker, right? So I'm like, hey, whatever you want to do, let's do it. So we did this whole arm wrestling thing, and I end up, you know, kind of leaving him laying. And that led into a whole angle, right? And that's really kind of where the whole moniker, the Russian Nightmare, kind of kicked, because I was like, you the American Dream. Well, I'm going to be your worst nightmare. And I'm like, ooh. Russian Nightmare, that kind of like that, right? Because yeah. I even had Uncle Ivan had the whole Russian bear thing.
Right.
So that's where the Russian Nightmare kind of came out of, right? And so anyway, so we, you know, we had that whole thing. And then it was later on, because of an accident with Magnum TA, that Dusty again came up with the idea of the dirty Russian who grandmas threw stuff at their TVs, you know, because they love to hate me. Of making me a good guy, or what we call it, what people know nowadays as a baby face, right? And so anyway, all that to say, I ran with the idea. I'm like, sure, I mean, yeah, you know way more than me. We did it. It got over like gangbusters. I mean, we did sellout business anywhere and everywhere we went for the next 2+ years. And I got to travel up and down the highways. Now, I had a gold convertible Corvette that I bought brand new in 1986. He had a red convertible Mercedes, and I don't know that whether it was that he didn't trust me behind the wheel or he just liked to drive, but we rode more in that red Mercedes to towns together, just a two-seater red, put that top down, right? The Russian Nightmare, the American Dream, side by side, going down the highways and the byways of America to all the towns, and had some of the greatest conversations, and just became really good friends. And right up until his passing, and of course, you know, more memories than there's really time to talk about on this show. But that's a little bit of the insight. I'll tell you one last quick story. If I ever had a regret in life, right? We used to fly on these, we had these private jets and airplanes we flew on, and we would always get a copy of the USA Today, the old newspaper, and go immediately to the land for sale section. And we talked and talked and talked about one day going in together and buying some property like 1,000 acres in Montana or Wyoming or, you know, Jackson Hole or whatever. we never did it. It's one of the things I regret. I'm like, man, we could have been in partnership with all, you know, with all this property and developed it out all these years later. But anyway,
that's too cool.
That's a little backstory that, yeah, I don't often tell. But so, all right, good question, good question. That's a long answer to a short question. But Bobby, you got something for me?
Well, I'm going to stick down this wrestling road. Since,
come on,
since
let's
Sean,
do it.
Sean got us off in the ditch, I'm just going to stay there for a while. And we were actually talking. Sometimes people wonder, you know, in the pastor's office. Sean and I actually share an office, and we have other pastors that's on staff, and somehow we always congregate there. Well, yesterday we're having this conversation, very spiritual conversation, about who was our favorite wrestling personality in in preparation for coming here. And
gotcha.
I'm older.
You're old
Sean.
School.
Yeah. I'm older
old
than
school.
Sean.
Okay.
So I remember the Terry gotcha. Funks and the Dory Funk Jr. and Blackjack Mulligan and Wahoo McDaniels.
Johnny Weaver.
Paul Jones, Johnny Weaver, all those guys. Mr. Wrestling 1 and 2, the whole
who?
Shebang.
Who?
And,
good one, Sean.
So... So, okay. Oh my goodness.
Rufus R. Freight Train Jones?
That's where I was headed.
Okay,
that's
come
exactly
on.
Where I was
okay,
headed.
Keep
is.
Going.
He
all
was
right.
one of my favorite personalities.
Was
Rufus
he really?
R. Freight Train. He'd wind that thing up and run you over. Woo-hoo! Never really had any moves.
Choo choo.
Wind you up and run you over.
So, with the freight train. That's right.
So, my question to you is, you know, a lot of that was so entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
Just
yes.
the different personalities. But, who did you – you had to have people that you enjoyed
yes.
wrestling with. Who was your favorite to wrestle with?
Well, let me first tell my – since we brought up Rufus R. Freight Train Jones, let me first tell my one Rufus R. Freight Train Jones story, okay? Now, I already mentioned I was jacked up, right? 285, 8% body fat, and a 34-inch waist. And I had one match in Orangeburg, South Carolina, which I think was actually Rufus's hometown. I believe he grew up there, right? So we're at this outdoor high school stadium, and I'm billed to book to wrestle. And I'm early in my career, so I still, some would say I never learned a whole lot. But anyway, all that argument aside, I'm early in my career, and I'm wrestling him in this outdoor show. Ivan's going to be in my corner. And, of course, they're giving me one-minute, two-minute matches, beating up even two guys at a time, right? Handicap matches, right. Me against two guys, and beating them both in about 60 seconds, right? Pinning them and the whole deal. Well, so the predetermined outcome, as we call it, okay? You know, because wrestling's real, but the outcome's predetermined, okay? Just for the record, just want to say, I could explain that more, but moving on. And so the outcome is I get disqualified. And Rufus is in the twilight of his career. Let me just say that. He's right. Basically kind of on his way out. Because I got to wrestle some of these guys like Johnny Weaver and some of the guys, Shama, Blackjack yeah. Mulligan,
right.
Dory Funk Jr. I got to wrestle all those guys, right? And pretty much in the twilight of their career. So I got a feeling what happened in Rufus's mind is he reminded himself of who I was, how inexperienced I was, and feared for his own health and wellness. And so he says when he gets the finish, he says, "Not kid." Here's how this is gonna work. I'm like, all right. He goes, now we'll just go through the motions. Like you don't actually have to throw me over the top rope, right? This is like actually, you just gotta like go through the motions. Like we'll kind of pan them, and I'll take my own bump over the top rope. I'll take right, and I'm like, he is like in fear of his life, I guess. And when I'm like, sure, Rufus, whatever you want, right? So and it came time. The referee's like, okay, let's take it home. You know, he's like, nah. He's in the ring going, nah. Take it easy, kid. Right? And so I promise you this. So we started one side of the ring, and I let him go about halfway through the ring, and I don't shove him. I let him go so he can, quote, take his own bump. Little did I know, he's in his mind got to go over that top rope. He runs and stopped. I'm talking full stop, as the old expression, as the new expression, full stop. He steps over the top rope. I want you folks out there to picture this. He steps over the top rope and kind of half falls to the apron and then out to the grass. And I'm like beside myself. I'm like, oh my gosh, he just like made me look like an absolute idiot, right? And how can the referee even call the bell on that one? There's the referee going, ring the bell, ring the bell. Like, and I get disqualified. I'm like, wait, what? I'm livid. I jump out to the, and Ivan's in my corner. I'm like, Ivan, I'm going to kill that old man. I was like, Nikki. We had this long walk back to the locker rooms because we're on a football field, right? High school football field. Yeah. And we had cops on like horses, like escorting us so they wouldn't attack us, right? Nikki's like, or Ivan's like, Nikki, call me Nikki, right? He's like, Nikki, he goes, I promise you, nobody will ever remember this finish in all of wrestling in this little town called Orangeburg, South Carolina. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I wanted to take him out, man. So anyway, so that's a Rufus memory and a story. Real quick, to actually get to your question, though, really all these guys, some of the ones I already mentioned, some of the legendary guys in wrestling, as well as Flair, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, sure you remember that one. I thoroughly enjoyed wrestling Sting and Lex Luger, Ravishing Rick Rude. I thought we had some great chemistry in matches. And, of course, the most talked about is the best of seven against Magnum T.A., who we're still friends to this day, and had some amazing matches with Magnum that people 30 plus years later are still talking about. And even Wahoo, I actually won the national heavyweight title from Wahoo when we were unifying the U.S. title and the national title. And so I'm grateful, Bobby, that many of these guys, especially these legendary guys, were willing to put me over in the middle of the ring, knowing that their careers are kind of coming to an end, and I was up and coming. And so, yeah, majority. Very few guys, it'd be a short list of guys that really didn't look forward to getting in the ring. And I'll leave the people, as we did on a good wrestling show on Saturday, that the Mid-Atlantic, cliffhanger. You remember how the shows would end in a cliffhanger?
Yep.
Remember that?
I remember.
So I'm going to leave people hanging with a cliffhanger today because they're like, well, who didn't he like? You'll just have to tune in for another episode another time
to
find out who I didn't like. So anyway, hey, Sean Porter, Bobby Rogers, listen, come to Israel. Come to the Holy Land with us December 27th. Go to koloff.net. Go to nikitakoloff.com. Pay your $500 deposit and just trust the Lord. You are going to get an experience of a lifetime. If you're ever up in Maggie Valley, up in the hills of North Carolina, go visit Delwood Baptist Church. What's your website up there?
Delwoodbaptist.org.
Delwoodbaptist.org. So great to have you guys on the show today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in to another episode, Q&A with Koloff. Until next time, have a wonderful day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I'm extending a personal invitation to you. Join me December 27th, 2023 to January 5th, 2024 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com and get registered today for the Holy Land Tour.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.